This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Guns.
And how we end the violence. Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. Fidel Verdine will quickly correct you if you attempt to categorize his work as youth violence prevention.
We never set up summer peace to say, stop the violence, stop the killing. Yeah. Hey guys, let's put down the guns. Because that's just not our message. That promotes violence to me.
Fidel co-founded Summer of Peace over a decade ago. It's a citywide youth rally to promote positive things and to dispel negative associations. It highlights the things young people like to do. Music, dance, poetry, art.
Because it becomes the thing that just keeps coming out of your mouth. There's no other idea offered. There's no other substitute for that.
Not only does the framing stifle solutions, Fidel says it stifles self-esteem, especially if you're young, African-American, and male in Milwaukee.
And they get stereotyped and virtually blamed. Like, that could kill a person's spirit. That could breed that hopelessness. It becomes a narrative that even they start to question and then possibly believe in their own mind.
That's why Fidel is adamant about the language he uses. And as Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman learned, why public spaces make great venues for promoting peace.
Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Fidel, and I represent the most powerful cultural phenomenon on the planet today.
Which is?
Hip-hop.
Great. Yeah. This is a culture built on music, vibration, peace, love, no color. This is how we do, y'all. Hip-hop.
In Fidel's blueprint for youth empowerment, hip-hop plays a vital role.
You know, you need theme music. You need theme art. You need things that help to create the environment that stimulates the cultural change or the shift.
Fidel wants to shift the perception of young people and build their confidence. He's seen hip-hop work as a catalyst through a class he teaches for teens on the art of emceeing.
Teaching them how to tell their own story, teaching them how to speak for themselves and with confidence and with certainty about what they want to do and who they want to be and who they are and find their voice.
He also takes notes from hip-hop history.
One of the other forefathers or pioneers is a guy by the name of Kool Herc.
Kool Herc is credited as the inventor of the breakbeat, isolating and repeating breaks, the most percussive parts of songs.
And he's credited with throwing the first hip-hop party, so I can show my young people the first flyer from the first party.
Set in the park. And that's where Fidel started his own block party 13 years ago, Summer of Peace, a youth rally featuring dance, music, poetry, and visual arts.
Hip-hop is the art of making something out of nothing. The first Summer Peace was first, probably three Summer Peace. It was straight out of my pocket.
He wanted to book Gordon Park. He spoke with someone from the Milwaukee Parks Department.
Their first question was, want to take a guess? They asked me, are you going to play hip-hop? Are you playing rap music? Of course I'm playing rap music. This is for young people. Duh, yeah, we're going to have hip-hop there. You know, so that just says there's, you know, discrimination is real. They don't want young black kids in that space. Hip-hop just means young black is a code word for young black kids.
Fidel ended up getting the space, but this is precisely the kind of association that he wants to disrupt. Hip-hop equals young black kids, and young black kids equals violence. Since then, Summer of Peace has gained a lot of recognition. Chicago launched a Summer of Peace series several years ago, and in 2013, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett showed up. He got on the mic.
I need you all's help solving a crime and, you know, basically telling the kids, hey, tell the cops if you see some stuff going on in your community.
Milwaukee's Neighborhood News Service quoted the mayor saying, I need your help in saying no to illegal guns and violence. I get a sick feeling in my gut every time I get a phone call that someone has been murdered in Milwaukee.
No, they need your help. You're the mayor. What do you mean you need their help? You're in a position of power where you can change these young people's lives. They're in the Summer of Peace. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And he tried to walk away. But after he did his little spiel, he tried to walk away. I said, no. Come back up here right quick. Stand up right quick.
Then Fidel got on the mic and turned to the kids.
Say, we need your help, Mr. Mayor. We need 100 little kids. We need your help, Mr. Mayor.
Experiences like this, that's what motivates Fidel to find more public venues to empower youth. And in the central city, there's an abundance of unoccupied space.
You go past Houghton to 7th Street, you count hundreds of vacant lots. Hundreds.
Every vacant lot is a blank canvas and an opportunity to change the landscape that perpetuates negativity. a more permanent space that youth and community can own.
Peace Park and Garden.
This pocket park, or mini park, is located at 5th and Locust. There's a graffiti-style mural surrounded by boxes of leafy greens.
Sparks, as we call them, yeah. Yeah, sparks. So this is our first spark. Peace Spark.
It's on a major thoroughfare. That was one of Fidel's requirements. As we're standing there, a car pulls up.
It's all good. What you need, bro?
A man leans out the window, and it's kind of hard to hear, but he asks for tomatoes.
Tomatoes not ready yet, brother. No, sir. I didn't tell you we was a drive-through garden, too. We drive-through community
people
garden.
People take orders?
People take orders.
Peace Park and Garden is about a year old. It's Fidel's first attempt at turning a vacant lot into a park with vegetable gardens and public art. Now he's working on expanding his vision.
There's a bigger park space, not too far from the one that exists now, that we want to create a bigger model, bigger version, grow more food, put up more art.
It's at the corner of Dr. Martin Luther King Drive and Ring. Fidel estimates that it's been vacant for at least 15 years. He'd like to see a stage, murals, Wi-Fi, vegetable gardens, a place where teens feel welcome. And others in the area want that too.
Una Vandeval, Development Director for Heart Love.
Heart Love Place is across the street. It's a nonprofit that works with youth and provides job training in culinary arts. They plan to use the gardens. So does the elementary school that sits kitty corner to Heart Love Place.
Michael Carrier, an associate professor of history at the Milwaukee School of Engineering.
And Michael worked the park into his lesson plans. His students have helped with the site map design and other park features.
Antoine Carter, program manager, Milwaukee Urban Gardens.
Milwaukee Urban Gardens, or MUG, turns city-owned lots into gardens all across the city. Antoine helped Fidel on his first park. And now he's getting involved again because of the collaboration on this park.
It's all led by residents. It's all ideas from residents. This is a testament to how we feel about our residents and how we feel about this community. We love it, and so we want to give it a loving space.
The same way hip-hop started.
If we create cool spaces where cool things can happen with cool people, you'll automatically start to see how these collaborations already exist. They're just not cultivated.
Collaborations that create something out of nothing.
Brakes in a bus, brakes on a car, brakes to make you a superstar, brakes to win and brakes to lose, but these here brakes will rock your shoes, and these are the brakes. Break it up, break it up, break.
There are many opportunities to transform spaces in your neighborhood and resources available to help you do it. Learn more at our website, preciouslivesproject.org. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation and the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund. Music by Kiran V of Fresh Cut Collective.